Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Cancer, you little paramour. I mean, yes, your job is trash. But all jobs are. There is really no need to be insecure about it. Early this week, you may find that you're mentally abusing yourself. We all do it, but try to not do it. Get out of your own way by turning to your fave coping mechanism. A fresh pint of ice cream, and watching Marriage Story. Again. But whatever. Who doesn't love Laura Dern, power attorney, here to crush Adam Driver's nuts in her fist like a mound of warm Play-Doh? I'm so sorry. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 11th house of aspirations, goals, and groups. Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end you can expect a revolution in your hopes and expectations. You are being challenged to break free of conservative thinking that has been limiting you. You'll be encountering new friends who will introduce you to new lifestyles that expand your scope of what is possible. You'll raise your standard and will never look back. It is also possible during this transit that you will seek to rebel against groupthink and the forces of your surrounding community that you don't agree with. Uranus is actually quite happy to be in the 11th house, so this transit can be overwhelmingly favorable so long as you are flexible. Mars, the planet of energy, is here Tuesday, Wednesday to add fuel to the fire. It's possible sudden progress is made toward the goal of Uranus's mission. Don't tense up. It will only exacerbate the impact. Even if you make it through this week's transit largely unscathed, there is potential those in your immediate circle will not. And to be real, we know you feel everything, so be sure to ground yourself with home-based activities. When times are tough, always remember, if at first you don't succeed, blow it the fuck up and begin again. End of the week is a time of critical communication with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period, and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses, and don't spit on each other. We cannot afford any more loss right now. Alrighty, Cancer, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I will be seeing you next week.